I am. Good morning.
So we're going to the movies, yes?
No. Well, yes. There are other movies you can see. But let's start this week with The Counselor. What a cast. Brad Pitt, Michael Fassbender, Javier Bardem. For some reason, when I hear the word counselor, yeah, I always think of those old, like, John Grisham,
right,
you know, movie, like, counselor, your witness.
Exactly, yeah.
Your bonds, since we have order.
Yeah, right, right.
But after seeing this movie, I longed for those sort of 90s movies. Ah. First of all, the acting is surprisingly bad. The German-born Michael Fassbender completely does a Batman voice.
Huh.
Is that even, is that what they think we sound like, Europeans? Is that what we sound like to them?
I guess, yeah.
I'm American.
Right, and I know what you mean, though, yes.
It's really weird, and I'm going to make a list of celebrities. Obviously, Christian Bale, Michael Fassbender, the guy who played Chuck Bass in Gossip Girl.
Oh, yeah,
there
you go.
If you watched him, it's a very low voice.
Yeah.
I'm American. Cameron Diaz dressed like a kitty cat in this, and although Penelope Cruz does a fine job, I was a little distracted because I told my mom I was going to go see this. And she said, I like her, but I have always thought that Penelope Cruz looked a little bit like Snoopy. And I was like, what? Do you see it? I could not stop thinking about that.
Oh.
So my friend after the movie was like, wasn't it great that you never knew the meaning of anything? And I'm like, no! It wasn't great. I don't know if director Ridley Scott even knew. With such a cast, such a director and writer, I had hopes, but I couldn't have hated this more. I have to be honest. I'm going to F plus.
Wow,
it
man.
Gets, it doesn't get an F minus because Javier Bardem was so good. I do want to give it a little bit of, he was really good.
There you go. Okay.
Also opening is Bad Grandpa, spinoff from the, we can say the word, right?
Sure, yes.
Jackass series.
Absolutely.
Johnny Knoxville as a grandpa and kind of a Borat thing. Yeah. I like these movies for the most part, but there's something kind of sad about a lost old man getting into trouble. It's kind of like what Larry King is going to be like in 2 years. There's definitely some funny moments. It wasn't my favorite, but I'd much rather sit through this again than The Counselor. I'm going to go see minus.
Wow, how about that?
C-. I mean, it's not. Let's not go crazy, but it
sure.
was. I laughed a few times.
There you go, okay.
So that's something. So
good.
I'll leave it there next week for sure. Uh-huh. I have something good for you.
Ooh, all right.
And Gravity's still in theaters.
Yes.
Captain Phillips is still out there, so there's stuff to see.
Yeah, still good stuff, really good
still
stuff.
A lot of good stuff. I mean, it's you know, like I promised, it's turning around. It just wasn't so much fun.
Well, and I have to tell you is that we are just trailer happy out here for Anchorman. It comes out in December, obviously.
Oh, yes.
And so, yeah. If you were a fan of the first one, you're chomping at the bit. You can't wait to see the second.
I cannot wait. I'm enjoying those commercials.
Yes.
I'm enjoying every single thing. It can't fail.
Yeah, there you go.
Even if it's 1,000 times worse. I mean, the first one was so great.
Right, right, yes.
Even if this doesn't even come close, it'll be great.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm hoping, totally.
Don't even hope. It's just going to happen.
It's just going to happen,
it's
yeah.
It's just a fact. I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.